of which he described the Agenda 111 project of government as overambitious and unrealistic. There are times that the minority, often than not, has made politics with Agenda 111. But then we have taken it as politics as usual. We did not expect the list from the former president to join in the chorus of attacking Agenda 111. So if you call this as overambitious, if you call this as unrealistic, then it is a sheer attack on the manifesto of the NDC, that the NDC's manifesto was overambitious, unrealistic, full of lies and deceit. Because if you say what you mean, and you mean what you say, you don't forget it at any point in time. Your boys in your party would go and make politics out of it, but you, the leader, you don't go that route because of the manifesto. And if you see, we in the majority have always had this, and we said we'll allow the NDC minority to make their politics. But we would wait for the day that the leader would speak on this issue and we'll come at him. So, if you said you were going to do 88 hospitals and MPP said was going to be 111, then what made this unrealistic and overambitious? The former president has been disingenuous. He has been inconsistent. Just saying things, just going away. We've passed that stage. We should be a bit scientific. We should mean what we say. And if you are not able to do it, doesn't mean when your opponent does it, it means it's not good for the country. We should go past this sort of politicking.